From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs sorted with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesia records budget surplus of 132.2 trillion rupiah as of May. State budget will support FMD handling, Finance Ministry assures. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. The state budget recorded a surplus of 132.2 trillion rupiah, or 0.74% of the national gross domestic products GDP, as of the end of May this year. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati informed on Thursday. The budget surplus resulted from the difference between state revenues, which reach more than 1 trillion rupiah, and state spending, which touch more than 900 trillion rupiah. Director General of Budget at the Finance Ministry Isa Rahmatawarta on Thursday has assured that the state budget or APBN will be utilized to deal with the foot and mouth disease or FMD that is currently affecting livestock in Indonesia. He affirmed that the ministry, along with the coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs and the Ministry of Agriculture, is currently still calculating the amount of budget that will provide it to handle the FMD outbreak. The Women's Empowerment and Child Protections Ministry has encouraged families to contribute in addressing women's and children's issues. Women's Empowerment and Child Protections Minister Bintang Puspayoga noted through a press statement received on Friday that family, as the smallest unit in the community, to have a vital contribution in the development of women and children. Let's move on to international news. The United States is expected to provide an additional $450 million in security assistance to Ukraine, including more long-range rocket system, two U.S. officials told Reuters on Thursday. Moscow's forces are advancing in Ukraine's east in a bid to capture the industrial heartland known as the Donbas, where Ukraine fears some of its troops could be encircled in Russia's pincer move. U.S. officials have said that while HIMARS are important for Ukrainian forces, no single weapon system alone can change the war. Oil prices traded sideways on Friday after briefly rising nearly $1 per barrel, as the market balanced fears of slower demand from cooling U.S. economic activity with supply uncertainty. OPEC and allied producing countries, including Russia, will likely stick to a plan for accelerated output increases in August in hope of easing crude prices and inflation as U.S. President Joe Biden's plan to visit Saudi Arabia, sources said. However, the group has struggled to hit the monthly increase targets due to underinvestment in oil fields by some OPEC members and more recently losses in Russia's output. European Union leaders on Thursday granted Ukraine the coveted status of official candidate to join their 27-nation club, a bold geopolitical step hailed by Kyiv and the European Union itself as a historic moment. Although it could take Ukraine more than a decade to eventually join the bloc, The decision to officially accept it as a candidate is a symbol of the European Union's intention to reach deep into the former Soviet Union. The Thai government has lifted its mask mandate with immediate effect as the COVID-19 situation in the country improved, according to an announcement signed by Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha. The wearing of hygienic or cloth masks shall be voluntary, read the announcement, which was published in the Royal Gazette on Thursday. However, the ministry still advised people to wear masks at crowded places or areas where social distancing is not possible or the ventilation is not good, according to the announcement in the Royal Gazette. Listener, now let's move on to commentary on Mahathir's claim regarding the Riau Island is not the official positions of the Malaysian government.
Today's commentary is on Mahathir's claims regarding the Riau Islands is not the official position of the Malaysian government. Late last week, former Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad issued a controversial statement that could disrupt relations between Indonesia and Malaysia. At an event in the state of Selangor called the Malay Survival Congress, Mahathir said that Malaysia considered the victory over the disputed islands of Sipadan and Ligitan of Kalimantan against Indonesia at the International Court of Justice some time ago as something valuable. For Indonesia itself, this is already in the past. However, Mahathir then implied that Malaysia should also claim the Riau Islands belonging to Indonesia and another neighboring country, namely Singapore, as part of its territory. 3 days after Mahathir's statement, the Indonesian government issued a firm response. Spokesman for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Teuku Faisasya, said the territory of the Unitary State of the Republic of Indonesia was determined based on applicable international principles and laws. The Indonesian government does not see any legal basis for the statement of the former prime minister of the neighboring country. According to Faisasya, a senior politician should not make unfounded statements that could erode friendship. A firm response also came from the presidential office. Deputy 5 Chief of Presidential Staff, Jaleswari Pramowardani, questioned Mahathir's position when delivering his statement. According to her, it is necessary to confirm whether the statement of the former prime minister is the official position of the Malaysian government. She emphasized that until now, the only one who has control over the Riau Islands is the Indonesian government. This can be seen from the existence of the Indonesian government administration in the Riau Islands province, which is carried out through a democratic process by applying national laws, population registration, law enforcement capabilities, and other elements that can only be applied by a legitimate government. Not wanting to make this problem drag on, the Malaysian embassy in Jakarta spoke up. Deputy Ambassador of Malaysia, Adlan Mohamad Syafiq, emphasized that Mahathir's statement did not reflect the stance of the Malaysian government. He said, as an individual, Mahathir Mohamad has the right to express his opinion. However, it is certain that this statement does not represent the stance of the country. Mahathir later clarified and said his statement was not quoted accurately. Whatever it is hoped that in the future, there will be no more provocative statements that can disrupt relations between friendly countries. Well, that was commentary over Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh,
I begin today in history with June the 24th, 1942, the birth of the 32nd president of Chile, Eduardo Frei Ruiz Tagle. Eduardo Alfredo Juan Bernardo Frei Ruiz Tagle was born on June 24, 1942. He was a Chilean politician and civil engineer who served the president of Chile between 1994 and 2000. He also served as the president of the Senate in 2006 until 2008. Next is June 24, 1945. The Allies landed in Halmahera. On June 24, 1945, the Allies landed for the first time in Halmahera Island, Indonesia. For the United States and its allies in the World War II, Halmahera Island and Morotai Island held a crucial meaning, especially when the U.S. was about to launch a counterstrike on all Japan's interests in the Philippines and Korea during the Pacific War era, 1941 until 1945. The islands became a consolidation spot for hundreds of thousands of their troops from the Army, Navy, and Air Force. I'll end with the June 24, 1982, the Jakarta incident. June 24, 1982 would always be remembered by the commercial aviation industry players, especially in England, as an important day. The moment has dubbed as the Jakarta incident, which changed the air transportation safety protocols. When there was a volcanic eruption in the world, the Jakarta incident will be mentioned. Despite being without casualties, the world was grateful for the incident, for it saved many people later. The British Airways London-Auckland flight on June 24, 1982, flew through the volcanic ash from Mount Galunggung in Indonesia, resulting in the engine failure. The aircraft then landed safely in Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport, Jakarta. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Sakitnya dikhianati, Tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain. Hati ini kau buat mati. Lelah ku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The World Bank revealed that there is a possibility that Indonesian economic growth slows down to 4.6% in 2022. And only 4.7 in 2023 in the global economic slowdown scenario. The global institution based in Washington, D.C. also predicted that in the best scenario, Indonesian economic growth can reach 5.1% in 2022 and 5.3% in 2023. However, the global economic environment can create a downward pressures in the projection. That was stated by the lead economist at the World Bank for Indonesia and Timor Leste, Habib Rab, in the launching of Indonesia's Economic Prospect June 2022, escorted from Antara in Jakarta on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Habib Rab predicted that inflation in Indonesia will also increase up to 3.6% this year. The global oil price historically affects the inflation of consumers' price in Indonesia. Despite the indicators showing expectation for inflation increase, Rab also said that the inflation is highly likely still in the target of Bank Indonesia this year. Similarly, the World Bank Country Director for Indonesia in Timor Leste, Satu Kahkonen, in the same event admitted that the Indonesian financial sector is still vulnerable to global risk. However, the Indonesian financial sector has shown solid macro-financial fundamentals amid the COVID-19 pandemic. According to Kahkonen, the policymakers in Indonesia have three opportunities to overcome the risk and issues in the financial sector. The first is increasing the demand and supply in the financial sector, which requires funding source expansion by growing the institutional investor base and ensuring access to digital financial services. The second is increasing resource allocation through the financial sector. Kahkonen also pointed out that a wide digital financial service, competition promotion in the banking sector, and a healthy financial infrastructure are the keys. The third is strengthening the financial sector capacity to hold the financial and non-financial shocks. This is important for the financial sector to allocate the resources efficiently, assess and manage risk, and support the real sector as the financial sector's duty. To operate the three chances, Kahkonen said a reformation needs to be focused on debt increase, efficiency increase, and resilience strengthening in the financial system.
Season. mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashō. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hunting culinary becomes an exciting tourism activity which is often done by some tourists. If one day you visit Krui, the capital of Pasisir Barat Regency Lampung Province, please take your time to hunt for traditional cuisine with ancient recipe passed down from generation to generation. The cuisine is still well maintained and consumed consistently by the people. Even now, there are some kinds of dishes which are easily found and sold in some places. There are pandap, moringa fruit curry, tar cakes, to chuchuk cakes, which becomes the example of the many types of ancient culinary that can be easily found in the Pasisir Barat Regency. From many types of Krui typical culinary, today we would like to introduce one of them, namely pandap. It has a long texture like a rectangle and it is covered with taro leaves. We will find the fish fillet in the middle of this layer of taro leaves. Pandap is made from banana leaves and taro leaves as a wrappers. Then the sea fish, such as simba and tuna, is selected, and the spices consist of grated coconut, fried coconut, turmeric, galangal, cayenne pepper, red chili, pepper, salt, and tamarind java. The taro leaves used must have white stems, because if you choose the wrong taro leaf, it might even become itchy after eating it. The pandap boiling process takes about 8 hours. After boiling, the sticky packets are deposited to dry the water that has seeped from the boiling process. When cooked and unwrapped, the entire surface looks dark green because of the taro leaves, but the texture is soft. When eaten, pandap has a typical taste. This dish is spicy and savory. Pandap side dish is usually eaten with tabor iwak tapa, coconut milk dish such as curry, and seruit or raw chili sauce, accompanied with fresh vegetables. To taste it, you can find pandap culinary at restaurants and various traditional markets in Krui. The price is relatively affordable, from 10,000 rupiah to 15,000 rupiah per pack. Pandap is now able to compete with a number of other cuisines. This food has reached the market in a number of cities in Indonesia, such as Jakarta, Palembang, Pangkal Pinang, and Jambi.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
TripAdvisor, a global travel platform, released the top amusement parks and water parks 2022. Siam Park in Spain ranks first in the list. TripAdvisor released Traveler's Choice Awards every year. The award is given to the best tourism destination chosen by travelers. TripAdvisor released one of the Traveler's Choice Awards series, namely the Best of the Best Things to Do, which consists of 11 categories, including the Top Amusement Parks and Water Parks 2022. TripAdvisor revealed the nomination in the Best of the Best Things to Do. The ranking is based on the quality and quantity of tourist reviews for the tourism destination via TripAdvisor. The reviews are about the experience, tour, activity, and attraction that the travelers get when visiting the destination. The rating began from May 1, 2021 until April 30, 2022. Interestingly, Waterboom Bali Indonesia ranked 7th in the award. Waterboom Bali is in Kuta Bali. This water park was opened in 1993. Currently, it is 3.8 hectares wide. The visitors can enjoy various world-class rides, such as the water slide, swimming pool, gazebo, and many more. Waterboom Bali has a green open space around the rides full of trees. Waterboom Bali competes with other world's best amusement parks, such as Puy du Fou in France, Beto Carreiro World in Brazil, and Milky Way Adventure Park in UK.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Ini salahku, kekuranganku, yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah kamu merasakannya? Ajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Maafkanku menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, my listener. We're going to play you a song by Nika Ardila. The album of Nika Ardila mostly consisted of songs created by Dedi Dores. Just like the first album of Nika, titled Seberkah Sinar, the success of her first album did not make her satisfied. Late 1989, Nika re-released an album entitled Bintang Kehidupan, or The Star of Life. This album was popular not only in Indonesia, but also in the Southeast Asian countries. Her top songs in the album shared the same title with her album Bintang Kehidupan. The song was created by Dedi Dores with a slow rock genre. Bintang Kehidupan was about a lonely man who did not believe in love anymore. However, they believed there would be someone who would come and make them happy. Here is Bintang Kehidupan by Nika Ardila.
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu tunggu? Jika kamu ingin aku di sana, aku mau. Menunggu semua yang masih belum pasti, menahan rindu yang makin gak terkendali. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu. Menjauh pergi tetap ada kamu lagi. Pejamkan mata yang terlihat kamu lagi. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu.
Of Indonesia.
Saat ku tenggelam dalam sendu. Waktu pun enggan untuk berlalu. Ku berjanji untuk menutup pintu hatiku, entah untuk siapapun itu. Semakin ku lihat masa lalu, semakin hatiku tak menentu. Tetapi satu sinar terangi jiwaku saat ku melihat senyummu. Dan kau hadir merubah segalanya menjadi lebih indah. Kau bawa cintaku setinggi angkasa, membuatku merasa sempurna dan membuatku untuk menjadi. Dekatku, bunga cinta bermekar dalam jiwaku. Kan ku petik satu untukmu, dan kau hadir merubah segalanya menjadi lebih indah. Kau bawa cintaku.
Yang sama,
tiba-tiba cinta sama, padaku.
Saat ku mulai mencari cinta,
Now we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.